Today's shiur is a Masechta Ksuvos on Daf Chav Beis. We will begin on Daf Chav Aleph Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Amud, in the middle of the line with the words, Amar Rabbi Abba. We are in the middle of a number of Dafim beginning with the Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, which in the Olam HaYeshivos is known as Masechta Shtoris. And in fact, our first halacha concerns the Kiyum of Shtoris by Bezdin. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Shloisha sheyashvu lekaimus a shtar. If three dayanim sat down to be mekaim a shtar, they are going to issue a henpik. A henpik is a written decision that the shtar that appears above their signatures is a valid shtar. Rashi, the third line from the bottom of the Amid, calls it a sharta. It's an issuer, it's a permission that this shtar is valid. They were sitting down to be mekayim the shtar, v'kor ir al echad mehen, and someone challenged one of the dayanim, as Rashi says. He said that, I believe that this person is pasul. So the Gemara says, the halach is as follows. Ad shelo chosmu, if the other two dayanim have not yet signed the henpik, me'idin olav v'chosim, they themselves can testify that they know that the third dayan is not apostle, and then he can sign. However, misha chosmu, once they have already signed their signatures to the henpik, and now someone is ma'arer, someone challenges the kashrus of the third dayan, as Rashi explains, they become noigin be'edus. Because it, as the bottom, the last line of Rashi states, shignai lahem sheyeshu impossible din. It's an embarrassment for them to sit with a posel in the din, in the judgment. And therefore they have a negius, and they become posel to be made on him. Therefore, the halacha is, in such a situation, ein me'idin olav v'chosim, they cannot testify to his validity, to his kashrus, so that he will be able to sign. Now, the Gemara analyzes this statement by Rav Abban, the name of Rav Hunan, the name of Rav. Irur demai. What kind of challenge was there to the validity of the third dayan? E irur de gazlan usa. If someone challenged that he is a gazlan, as we turn to Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, treyu treyninu. As Rashi points out, the second line on top, ein irur pasul mishnayim. The irur, the challenge, has to take place with at least two people. So we have two witnesses that he's pasul to be a dayan. So what will it help before they chasman, before they sign the henpik? They're not negei be'edus. And they're going to contradict the other Edom who say that he's a gazel. They're going to say, no, he's not a gazel. And as Rashi says, since it's trey utrei, misafik, the third dayan should not be kosher. On this, Tosfos, the top Tosfos, Divrei HaMashkel trey utrei ninu, challenges Rashi on the third line, and he says, the islan lemeimer, uki gavras chaskase. Every person has a cheskes kashrus. This third dayan has a cheskes kashrus. Why can't the chazaka, the cheskes kashrus of the dayan, paskin on the suffix created by the trey utrei, and he should be valid as a third dayan? And that's why Tosfos learns a different pshat in this Gemara. However, the Rishonim, for various reasons, defend Rashi's pshat. The Rif says that he agrees with Rashi because although the Dayan has a Cheskes Kashrus, but the Dayan is trying to make the Shtar valid. And through the Shtar, someone will be able to extract money from the person who's holding on to the money. The Chazaka of the Moray, of the person who has the money in his possession, is a stronger chazaka than the cheskes kashrus of the dayan, and therefore we will not let that chazaka of the dayan rule on this suffix of trey trey that in fact it's a good shtar, because we would have to be going against the chazaka of the one who has the money in his possession. And that's a stronger chazaka. The Ramban says chazaka would not work here for another reason. Because two Edim is the greatest birur that is possible, and a chazaka will not help in a place of treu trei. And to understand the Ramban, we will quote a Sha'as and Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger in Simen Kuf Lamed Vav, which in fact we have previously mentioned in Masechta Yevamos, in the sugya of treu trei, whether it's a sveika derais or sveika derabbanan. There Rabbi Kiva Eger in Simen Kuf Lamed Vav explains that the question whether chazaka can paskin when you have two edim against two edim is dependent on whether chazaka is a birur or chazaka is a din. We've mentioned this chakira earlier in the beginning of this masechta. If chazaka is a birur, it tells us what took place, then there's no greater birur than two edim. We say trei kameya, two is like 100. And we don't say, if you have 100 versus two, that two of the 100 cancel out the opposing two, and then this side has left 98, and therefore we should go with the 98. Since two edim is the greatest birur that the Torah, the greatest power of clarification that the Torah provides, you can have a million edim versus two, and the two can stand up to as many edim as you have on the other side. Therefore, if chazak is a birur, is another form of clarification, it's adding on to the highest form of clarification that there is. There is no greater clarification than two. And therefore, just like the 98 edim will not help the side that has 100 versus the other side that has two, so too a chazaka with two edim will not be stronger than the two edim without a chazaka. However, if I learn that chazaka is a din, which means it's not clarifying the situation, but rather, whenever Bezdin has a suffix, what to do, the chazaka tells me that this is the way Bezdin has to paskin the suffix, even though it's not clarifying. So then, even if it's treu trei, the two on one side cancel out the two on the other side, it remains a bona fide suffix, and therefore the chazaka will work in the case of treu trei. So obviously the Ramban who says here chazaka will not work, it's because he holds chazaka is a birur, and there's no greater birur than to aid him, and that's why chazaka will not help in the place of treu trei. So is Rabbi Kiva Eger Masbir in Sha'as and Tshuvas Simen Kuf Lamed Vav. Continues the Gemara, if it's not ir de gazanusa, but rather it's an ir that someone says he's an eved, he comes from a mishpacha of avodim, and that's why he should be possible to be a dayan. Gili milsa ba'almahu, as Rashi explains, what is wrong if they signed already? We say that they have a negius, they don't want to sit together with someone who's possible, but since this is something which we need to be mevarer, what negiyas do they have? They know that Bezdin will search until they will find out accurately whether he's an Eved or not, and it won't be dependent on their edus. It'll be something that Bezdin will go to the effort of finding out, and therefore, since they're only revealing something that Bezdin will ultimately find out by an independent investigation, we cannot say that they should be puzzled, even though they've signed already the two dayanim, to verify the validity of the third dayan. So what case are we speaking about? The Gemara answers, really, I'll tell you that the two people who are being ma'ar, the two edim, are saying that the third dayan is a gazlan. So we said it's treu trei, and as we explained, the chazaka, cheskes kashrus for various reasons, shouldn't work, and therefore the person should be misafik possible to be a dayan. How come if they haven't signed yet, they could testify that he's kosher? Ve'ka'am rihani, and the other two dayanim say, yadinebe, we know, David tshuva, he did tshuva, as Rashi explains, ve'heshev es exela, he gave back the exela, he did tshuva. So we agree with you that he's a gazlan, but now he's done tshuva, now he once again becomes kosher. So even though it's trei trei, they could still paskin, as long as they're not negea bedover, to the validity of the third dayan. Rab Zeir said, Rab Zeir, Raha Milsa, Mi Rabbi Abba Sham Yali, I heard the following from Rab Abba, the Lav Rab Abba de Minako, and were it not for a different Rab Abba from Akko Shechachto, I would have forgotten the following halacha, which is, Gimel Shiyashu Lekamis Ashtar, three Dayanim who sat down to write out a henpik on a star, Umei Sechet Ben, and one of them died, all three were ready to sign. But right before the third one was going to sign, he passed away. Tzrich lemichtav, they have to write in the henpik the following nusach. B'mois of Tlasavina, we were together in a sitting of three dayanim, v'chad le'soi, and one is no longer here. The Rush in Simon Chav Beis asks, why do we have to write this Lash of Echad Loisoi? Or we're going to see further in the Gemara other Lashonis that could be written. Since it's written in the Shtar, B'moisef Tlosa Havina, so we see that there were three Dayanim. Rashi says that we're afraid that someone who will see only two signatures will think that Kiyum of Shtors is possible by two. And really, you need three. So the Rush is asking, but since you wrote B'moisef Tlasavina, that shows anyone who's looking at it that obviously there were three Dayanim here, and for some reason the third Dayan didn't sign. So the Rush answers that if we don't add those words, V'chad Le'soi, we would have thought that B'moisef Tlasavina means that we tried to get together three Dayanim, but we were not actually successful. If you write V'chad Le'soi, it means we were successful. There was a bona fide group of three Dayanim who were ready to be Mekayim D'Shtar. The only thing is that one is not here because, unfortunately, he passed away. But in actuality, although two are signing, you need three, and we did have three. If it's written in the Nusach of the Henpik that this Shtar, Nafik Lekadmana, came in front of us three Dayanim, Beidina, and you put in the words of Bezdin, and there's no Bezdin that's less than three, Sulay Tzarech, you don't have to write V'chad Le'soi. This Lashon itself of Beidina will suffice that we know that there were three Dayanim who were ready to be Mekayim D'Shtar. Ask the Gemara, what's the proof just by putting in the words Beidina V'dimel Bezdin Chatzafu? Maybe this is a Chutzpah Dika Bezdin. Ukir Shmuel, like we find Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel said, and we find a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Gimel, Shnaim Shadanu, if two Dayanim Paskin the Din, even though you need three, Dineim Din, their Din is a valid Din. Elishanik Rebezin Chatzav, they're considered a Chutzpah Dika Bezdin because really they should have taken three Dayanim. So by putting the words Beidina, maybe it's a Bezdin Chatzav, which Shmuel validates. The Gemara answers, no. The cause of Beidina de Rabbana Ashi. As Rashi explains, that the Gemara is giving an example which was relevant to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who said this halacha, that the words Beidina suffices, and the head of the yeshiva in the time of Nachman Bar Yitzchak was Rav Ashi. So if it's written in the Shtar that we were in the Bezdin of Rav Ashi, we automatically know that there were three. Ask the Gemara of Dilma Rabbanan de Bei Rav Ashi Kid Shmuel Sfirle. Maybe the Rabbanan who are learning in the yeshiva of Rav Ashi, they hold like Shmuel, that a Bezdin Chatz of two suffices. You don't need three. The Gemara answers the Chatz of Bei V'omar Lanu Rabbanan Ashi. This was not just made by the Bezdin from the yeshiva of Rav Ashi, from Rav Ashi's Koilel, a Bezdin. No. This was Rav Ashi himself was commissioning this Bezdin. If Rav Ashi himself was commissioning the Bezdin, the Ritva says, Rav Ashi Minastam would do Kalocha, that we need three Dayanim, and he would not have done like Shmuel, who says that two Dayanim suffice, except it's called a Bezdin Chatzav. So either we have to write in this case, when one died, we have to put in the words Chad Le'soi, or we have to put in the words Beidina, V'omer lanu Rabbana Ashi, Rav Ashi commissioned the Bezdin, and that suffices, and then we don't have to put in the words, V'chad Le'soi. Continues the next Mishnah. If a woman came to Bezin and said, I am an Eishes Ish, ugrushani, but I am a grusha, nemenah, she is believed. Why? Shapesh, osur, hua pesh yitir. We've had this before in this Perek, the concept that the mouth that prohibits is the mouth that is permitting. We only know that she is an Eishes Ish because she tells us she is an Eishes Ish. As Rashi said before, in the Perek, it's Ein Shor Shochel Fanecha. We do not have independent verification that she's an Eishes Ish. We only know it from what she tells us. So her mouth that prohibits, her mouth can permit. However, Vim Yesh Eidim Shoyes Eishes Ish. But if it is Shor Shochel Fanecha, meaning that we do have independent knowledge that she's an Eishes Ish, because we have Adam that testified that she's an Eishes Ish, and she says, I became a Gorish, I became a Grusha, Aina Nemanis, then she is not believed because she does not have the Nemanis which Pesha Os or Pesha Hitter would give her. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Tosfos, Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Mishnayos says, V'zel Shainai, V'kashali, I have a question, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. Lamai tzarch lezeh. Why do we have to come on here to hapesh aser hu hapesh hitter? Ha bedibur eishes ish hayisi loy mehemna lebezdim bederch nemanis veedis. When she says, I'm an eishes ish, she's not believed by Bezdin as if she was a witness. We need for a davar shebe'erva shnei edim. The only thing is, anan amrinin she... The only reason that we say that what she says has validity is because of the concept that a person can make himself into a piece of Isser. If somebody testifies, if the woman testifies on herself she's an Eishes Ish, she becomes like a Chaticha D'Isura. V'kivin dehimisayemes ugrushani mi'olam le'asra. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says it's not a case of a Pesher Asr that we believe her to Asr and therefore we believe her to be Matur. But rather, since we're only believing her because of the concept of a Shavya Nafshe, Chaticha D'Isura, not because of Eidus, if Toichere Dibber, she says that I'm a Grusha, so then she never prohibited herself. She never made herself into an Eishes Ish. That's not a Pesh Asr Pesh Yitter. That's a case where she's not making herself into a Chaticha D'Isura. And I'm just mentioning the question, and all the Gedolei Achronim discuss various approaches to answer this question of Rabbi Kiva Eger, which he remains with a Tzorech Iyun Gadol. Continues the Mishnah. Amr Nishbasi, she says, I was captured amongst the Goyim, Uto Hairani, as Rashi explained, Sholei Nevalti Lovi Chavim, I didn't have relations with any Goy, Nemenish, she is believed. Why? Shapesh Rasser, Wapesh Yitter. How do I know that she was captured? I don't have any independent knowledge. It's only through her telling us. So she's telling us at the same time that she is Tahira, we believe her. The Im Yesh Enim Shenishmas, but if there are witnesses that she was captured, so we have independent knowledge. And then she says, I didn't have relations with any of the Goyrim, and therefore I should be Mutter L'Kohana. Here, Ein on them, and as he or she is not believed, because she has no Peshos or Peshiyatr. The Imish and Nisus Bo Adam, if after she got married, Adam came, Harezu Laitetzi, then she does not leave her husband, and as Rashi brings down, the Gemara will explain exactly where this last phrase of the Mishnah is going. Is it going on the Reisha? Is it going on the Seifa? We will see that in the Gemara. Begins the Gemara. Amr Ravasi said Ravasi. Minayin la Pesha Asur Ra Pesha Hitter Ben HaTorah. How do we know the concept of a Pesha Asur Pesha Hitter from the Torah? As the Mephorshim explained, although we've had a Pesha Asur Ra Pesha Hitter starting in the first Mishnah in this Perek, but that was speaking about Dini Mominus. Here the Gemara wants to know, how do you know there's a din of a Pesha Asur Pesha Hitter concerning Arayas and Isurim? Answers the Gemara, Shenemar. As bit you know sadlish azeh, a father says that I've given over my daughter Aktana or a Naira until 12 and a half years old to this man, Leisha, as a wife. So when the father said Leish, as Bittina said Leish, if he had stopped there and not said the word Hazeh, not pointed out a certain individual, Leish Asra, as Rashi says, Kol L'chol Oilam, she would be Asra to the whole world. Deloya Dina Laman, we don't know who her husband is. V'chi Amar Hazeh Hitiruloi. As the Gemara continues, Hazeh, when he says this one, Hitirud, now she becomes mutter to the entire, to this person who the father pointed out, and she is usher to the rest of the world. We see from this Gemara that, let's say, the father does not modify his statement. The Gemara here is trying to prove Hapesh usher, when he said the word La'ish usra, he made her usher, and then Hazeh Hitira, he made her mutter to this one person. Now let's say he doesn't say Hazeh, which means there was no Pesha Hitir. There was only Pesha Usr. It would come out that she is usher to everyone in the world. We don't know who the father was Makadisher. Unfortunately, such a story happened in our times where someone was upset in a bitter dispute with his wife, and to punish his wife and the rest of his family, he said that I have accepted Kiddushin on behalf of my daughter, who is a Ketana, and he wouldn't say from whom he had accepted Kiddushin. And now the question is that this girl would be prohibited to marry anyone in the world. Perhaps, we don't know who her husband is. Perhaps she's married to someone else and she was an Ashes Ish. And this Shaila was brought to the greatest poskim of our times. And subsequently, after much discussion, this girl, when she grew up, was permitted to get married. But we can say that this entire story is against another famous story that happened with Rab Chaim Oizer Grzesinski and Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. When Rab Chaim Oizer Grzesinski got engaged to his future wife, his future father-in-law wrote to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that he had made a shidduch with a tremendous Talmud Chacham. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter asked what kind of bacher is he, and the father-in-law sent a pilpul that Rabbi Chaim Oizer had written, a masterpiece, to his Rabbi, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter sent back, "You didn't answer my question." The pasuk says, "As biti nasati la'ish hazeh." As I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Gifter Zitzal, it doesn't say as biti nasati le'ilui hazeh, as Reb Chaim Oizer was, le'goyin hazeh, as Reb Chaim Oizer was, but as biti nasati le'ish hazeh, to this mensch, I'm asking you, is he a mensch? Will he make a good husband? And of course, Reb Chaim Oizer, the great Balmides, the great person who did so much chesed and kindness in the world, besides being a goyin and an ilui, he fulfilled as biti nasati le'ish hazeh, that he was in fact a mensch. But this person who did this perverse act of ushering his daughter to the whole world through the power of as biti nasati le'ish, until the gedolei apostolim were able to find a way to be matter her, if in fact she was niskadish to someone else, that person is not an ish, and her father, unfortunately, is not an ish as well. Continues the Gemara, "You brought me a pasuk, hapesh asher hapesh yitir, from his biti nasati, le'ish hazeh." Ask the Gemara, "Lama likra, what do I need a pasuk svara he?" It's a logic. Who asra? He's the one who has the power to usher her to the entire world, the Husharla, and now he has the power to permit her to one person and point out, this is the one who I accept the Kedushin from, and she is mutter to him. It's logical. Why do I need a pasuk? Even for Arias, even for Isur. Ella, ki yitzukra, look at Rav Huna Marav. I need the pasuk for Rav Huna Marav. Amar Rav Huna Marav. Minah, yin lav shenem alasar, esbitimanat toira. How do I know that a father has the power to usher his daughter from the Torah? Shenemar, as biti nasati le'ish. I gave over my daughter to a man, and the Torah believes him. And until he specifies who the man is, she's ushered to the whole world, as we explained before. And why do we believe that he accepted Kedushin? Because it's biyadi, it's in his hands to, he has the power to accept the kedushin. Therefore, whatever a person has a power to do, we believe it when he says he did it. I gave my daughter over to this man. Hazeh lo mali, but now why do I need the extra word hazeh? You cannot tell me it's for a pesher, asur a pesher hitir, to permit her to one man, because that's already logical, as the Gemara said before. So what do I need hazeh for? Meboy lai likatan Rabbi Yoina. I need that for Rabbi Yoina. Tan Rabbi Yoina. It's bitin lasatlish hazeh. Hazeh v'loy liyavim. This teaches us that if, as the pasuk over there is speaking about, the person was mighty shemra on this daughter, and he said, I didn't find that your daughter has besulim, and he hired Adam to say that she was mezana, and then the Adam were found out to be false, he's mechuyev to pay 100 shkolim for being mighty shemra. So the Gemara says, when is that halacha of Maitzi Shemra that has to pay Meya? That's only Hazeh. It's only to that one that the father originally gave his daughter over to. But if he dies, and now, and he died without children, and she fell Liyibim, and the Yavam was Maitzi Shemra, the Yavam hired Adam, false Adam, to say that she didn't have relations with my brother before my brother died, but rather she was mezana while she was married to my brother, and when I did yibum with her, I didn't find any psulim, and then he was found out to be a liar. The Torah tells us exeris akasev hazeh, the din of mea kesev, is only by the first husband. It is not by the yavam. So that's exeris akasev, and that's what I use the word hazeh for. But for a pesh or asur a pesh itur, the Gemara says that even for a rais and isurim, it is a svara. Tana rabbanon, the rabbanon taught in a brisa. A woman first said she's an eshesish, and then she said, no, you know what, I'm a pnuya, I was never married. Nemenes, she is believed. Ask the Gemara, how could she be believed? When she said eshesish, as we mentioned before from Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eger on the Mishnah, that she is ushering herself, she's saying, I am a piece of Isser, I'm an eshesish. How could we then believe her to say that she's a pnuya? Amar Rava, Barav Huna Kegoin Shenasna Maslal Dvarel. She gives an excuse to her words. She says a reason, as we'll see later in the Gemara's story, why she originally said she's an Eish Zish, and now she changed and said she is a Pnuya. Tanya Namihachi, we learned like this in a Brisa as well. Omra Eish Zish Ani, if she first said I'm an Eish Zish, V'chazra I'm a Pnuya Ani, and then she said I'm a Pnuya Ani, and the manner she's not believed. And if she gave an excuse for her word, she is believed. There's also a story by a woman who was not a ktana, she was a gedola. She was very beautiful. And many people jumped at her to marry her, to be make kedushin with her. And when they approached her, she said to them, I'm already a mekudeshes. I'm an Eishes Ish. I'm an Arusa. Liyamim, after a while, Omda V'kitches Atzma, we found that she accepted Kedushin from someone. Omru L'chachamim, Rami Yisrael asking the Chum Seter, why did you do such a thing? You just said that you were already Mekudeshes. How could you accept Kedushin from this person? Amr Lahem, she said to the Chachamim, I have a good excuse. At first, non-proper people approached me that I didn't want to marry. In order to have them leave me alone, I said, I'm an Arusa. But now, when I found my Basheret, I found someone that is excellent and that I want to marry, so the truth is I'm a pnuya, I have a good amasla why I said I was a mekudeshes, and now I in fact accept the kedushin from my chosen, and the chacham accepted what she said based on an amasla. V'zu halacha hela ravacha sar habiru lefnei chacham busha. This halacha ravacha, the sar habira, brought in front of the Chachamim in Usha, Va'amru, and they paskin in Nasna Masla to Vrenda Masla. If she gave an Amasla to her word, she is believed. Boy, Minei Shmuel Marav. Shmuel asked the question for Rav. Do we just say this by Eishes Ish and Pnuya, or do we say it also by Hilchas Nida? Amra to Me'ani, if she said, I'm a Nida, because of Yomar, and then she changed her mind, and she said, Torah, I'm Torah. Mahu, what is the Din? Amar Le, he responded, Af Bezu, even in this Din of Nida, Im Nasna, as we turn to Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, Im Nasna Maslet Vareah, if she gives an excuse to her words, Nemene, she is believed. Tanimineh, Arboam Zimnin, Shmuel learned this halacha 40 times so he could remember it. Vafilahachi, even so, Loyavit Shmuel Uvda ben Nafshe, when it came a story that happened between Shmuel and his wife, as Rashi says, the last wide line on the top, Pamachas Amr Layishda, he came. His wife told him the same thing, that she's a Nida, and then she changed her mind and she said, no, I'm Tahar. Vinasna Masad Vera, she gave a reason why she had said that. Upirishemenat Shetavla, he did not accept it. He was Machmir, and he separated from her until she went to the mikveh. The Korban Nasana under Rush tells us that Lamech, Shemisha writes Lahachmar al Atzmai, Midis Chasidis Hiloi. This Gemara teaches us that if someone in this case wants to be machmer on himself, it is a proper midas chasidus. V'loitemish chasidus shal shtusi, the ashrichon de Shmuel hichmer alatzmai. Don't think that it's ridiculous, it's a foolish thing to be machmer. That's why the Gemara brings down that Shmuel, in fact, is machmer, and other people, if they follow it, they are doing a proper midas chasidus. Tana Rabban, the Rabban learned, Shnai, Marmer Mesif, who said that someone's husband died. Ushnai, Marmer Loy Mesif, who said that he did not die. Shnai, Marmer Nizgarsha, who said that she was divorced. Shnai, Marmer Loy Nizgarsha, who said that she was not divorced. Harez, do like to know, so she cannot get married because she's a suffocatious ish. In both cases, whether it's Mace or Nizgarsha. Ve'imni says, and if she got married, like they say, she does not leave her second husband. Rav Nachman bar Yosi Omer, Teitzer Rav Nachman bar Yosi says she does have to leave her second husband. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yosi, Amos Ani Omer Teitzer, when do I say that she has to leave her second husband? Bizman Shebo Edim, when the Edim who said that the first husband did not die came, Va'achach Nisas. And now that she had two Edim conflicting the other two Edim, she went ahead and got married. Then she has to leave him according to Rav Nachman bar Yosi. However, Aval Nisas, Va'achach Bo Edim, if first the Adam said that he died, and she got married, and then the other Adam came along and said he didn't die, then Rav Nachman bar Yosi agrees that Loi Teitzer, she does not have to leave her second husband. Ask the Gemara on the Tana Kama. The Tana Kama says, by Shnayim Mace and Shnayim Loi Mace, or Shnayim Nizgarsha, Shnayim Loi Nizgarsha, she's a suffocatious ish, she shouldn't get married. But if she got married, Loi Teitzer in both cases. Why? Michti, Trey Treinu. This is a case of Trey Trey. Two witnesses opposed to other witnesses. Habo'aleh, Washim Tolikoi. How can we say that if she got married to the second husband, she doesn't have to leave her second husband? If he has relations with her, he is getting involved in a suffic Ashes Ish. And he's not doing it bemazed because it's a suffic, but he would have to bring an Ashim Toli in. How could he do such a thing? So the Gemara answers, Amr Rav Sheshes Kigoyin, Shenisas Lechem Meideh. She got married to one of the Edom. And as Rashi says, when do you bring a Ashim Toli for a suffic? That's only someone who's hesitant. Liboy Naikvoy. His heart is hesitant. Hey, maybe I'm doing an Avera. But this aid says, I know for sure that the husband died. I know for sure that she got divorced. I don't have any suffering. Ask the Gemara, but what about her? He gufa bashim tali kaima. How could she marry the aid? The aid knows, but how does she know? She has a suffering. The Gemara answers by Maris Borali. She also says that she knows for sure. Explains Rashi. Divrei Amaskel by Maris Borali. Ein libi noikfi. I don't have any hesitation. I'm not mesupik. I'm not in doubt. Shaborili, I know for sure. Ilu hayakayim hayabo. If he would be alive, he would be here. If he's not here, it means he's not alive. And based on that, she can get, if she got married, loy teitze. The Ritva and the Ran and other Rishonim ask on Rashi, good, ein libe naikvoy, that's a good reason why she doesn't have to bring an Ashim Toli. But after all, she has a cheskes eishes ish. How can she, in fact, live with the aid, the witness? She's an Eishes Ish, and we don't, according to Rashi, she does not know for sure. She's not saying that I know that my husband died. I saw him die in battle. She knows it because otherwise her husband would be here. Is that enough to be matur an Eishes Ish? And the Ritvan Duran take on that Avada, would be awesome in a Torah, or at least mit a Rabbonin, to go ahead and marry the Eid. And that's why they learn that when the Gemara says she said borally, it means she says, not that I don't hesitate because I know if he would be alive, he'd be here, but rather I saw him die. Just like the Eid saw him die, I was at that battle and I saw him die as well. The Sefer Birkas Avraham wants to try to answer Rashi with something that the Brisker Rav says. The Brisker Rav says that when is there a shame isser on her of Eishes Ish that she cannot marry someone else? That's only if she would bring an Ashim Tali. But if we're saying that there is no reason for her to bring an Ashim Tali because her heart is not Mesupik, the shame isser, Eishes Ish, is dependent in bringing an Ashim Tali. If there's no Ashim Tali, Rashi holds that Hu Adin, she does not have to consider herself being an Isser of Eishes Ish to marry the Eid. However, we see clearly that the Ritva and the Ran, other Rishonim, disagree, and they hold the only way she could marry the Eid is if she says, I saw that he died just like the Eid is testifying. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan and Shnayim, Amar Meis, Shnayim, Amar Loimeis. Two said the same case that we had before. Two Eidim said he died, and two Eidim said he did not die. Harezu loy tenasi l'chadchil, she should not get married. Vim nisas, but if she got married, loy tet, she should not go out. Shnayim, Amar Nizgash, two say she's a divorcee, and she can't remarry. Ushnayim, Amar Meloy Nizgash, and two say that she is not divorced. Harezu loy tenasi, she can not marry a second husband. Vim nisas tet, say, but here she goes out. At the top of the Amud, we had that in both cases, the din is she shouldn't get married to Chatchila. And if she did, Loi Teitzei. And Rav Nachman Bar Yosi argued in both cases that Teitzei. However, here, Rabbi Yochanan is making a split. If it's a question of Misa, then B'dievet Loi Teitzei. If it's a question of Gerishim, B'dievet Teitzei. Ask the Gemara right away, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference? If the Reisha is Loi Teitzei, then the Seifa should be Loi Teitzei. Amar Abaye, so we're going to have three terutzim in the Amaroyim as to the meaning of the words of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Abaye, so Abaye says you have to change the text. Tirgum Abayit Echad, don't say Shnayim Amar Meis, Shnayim Amar Loi Meis, but rather Eid Echad Amar Meis, Eid Echad Amar Loi Meis. And why does that help us? Eid Echad Amar Meis, Heminu Rabbanu Kebei Trei. As we learned in Yevamos, Rashi brings down an Eid Echad is nema to say that someone's husband died. Because if it's found out that he's still alive and she gets remarried, the Mishnah in Yevamos lists 16 knosses, including she has to leave the husbands and her children are mamzerim, etc., etc. She loses all kinds of benefits. 16 knosses enumerated in that Mishnah. And therefore, the Gemara says, since she's going to have such a chumrah at the end, if she's wrong, Isha Daika Mitzvah, she makes sure that she hires the best detectives to find out that, in fact, her husband died. She's not going to remarry unless she knows positively that he's dead. So therefore, the Rabbanan, by Eid Echad Amar Meis, gave the Eid Echad a power as if it's two Eidim. Ukir Ula, Domar Ula, Kalmach Hashemino, Torah Eid Echad, Arei Kan Shnayim. Wherever the Torah believes in Eid Echad, it's as if you have two here. V'hai D'Kamar Loi Meis, Havel Echad. But the one who says that your husband did not die is only one. Vein Dvorav Shalechad B'Makam Shnayim. Since the one who said that he did die is considered as if there's two Eidim, the other one who says he didn't die is only one Eid. It's an Eid Echad in the place of two. That's why by Misa, we believe the one who said that he died, and therefore B'dievet, if she got married, Loi Teitzei. Ask the Gemara, so why is it only B'dievet? If it's one Eid in the place of two, and we don't believe one in the place of two, then she should get married l'chatchila based on the testimony of the Eid Echad. The Gemara answers, Mishum de Rav Asi, because of what Rav Asi said. The Amar Rav Asi said, Hashem Cha Ikshus Peh. Actually, Rav Asi is quoting a Pasuk in Mishlei, Perik Dalet, Pasuk of Dalet. And Toisus, the second bottom Toisus, at the bottom of the Daf Mishum de Rav Asi, points out Pasuku. Ella de Rav Asi Rugalavia. Rav Asi used to always bring this Pasuk, so the Gemara doesn't quote it from a Pasuk in Mishlei. The Gemara says, Rav Asi. Really, Rav Asi is quoting a Pasuk in Mishlei. It says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech says, Hoser Mimcha Ikshus Peh. Remove from yourself distortion of the mouth. Ulezus Vasayim. And perverse lips Harchek Mcha. Further them away from you. In other words, that people are going to talk. People may not know. Most people won't know that an eid echad here is considered like two. So they'll say, look, one eid said yes, one eid said no, he's not dead. It's a suffix. She shouldn't get married. So when she gets married, they'll think she's doing something wrong. So that's why, as the Rajba explains, lichat chila, she, because of the ikshus peh and lezus l'sayim, she should not marry. However, b'di'evad, that's not enough to make her be moitzi, to take her out of the rishus of her husband. If she got married, she stays with her husband. That explains the ratio of eid echad amar meis, eid echad amar loy meis, harezu loy tinasei, v'im nisas loy teitzei. What about by gittin? Seifa, eid echad amar nizgarsha, v'eid echad amar loy nizgarsha. We're changing now, according to Abai, the text. We're being goyrus, not shnayim, but eid echad. So now it's eid echad says that he got that she got divorced, and the other one says she did not get divorced. So what are they both moita? Tarvai beishes ish kamasadi. They're both admitting that at one time she was an eishes ish. The question is, for example, did the get fall in his dalet amis? Did it fall in his wife's dalet amis? Is she megresh? Is she not? That's the machlokes between the eidim. But both admit that before the get was thrown, she was a bona fide eishes ish. So v'hai dekamer nizgarsha avalichad vein dvar shalach b'makom shnayim. Now the one who says nizgarsha, he is the one who's an echad b'makom shnayim. Both are saying she's an eishes ish. We don't believe one in the place of two. Therefore, she should not get married in this case. And if she does get married, here the din is teitzei. So that's how Abai explains the difference in Rabbi Yochanan's words. He's not speaking about two eidim, but rather he's speaking about one eid, and therefore there's a difference between the eid who says that he died and the eid that says that she was divorced. Rava, my Rava, gives a second answer. Lo'olam trei trein enu. We don't change the girsa. We leave it that it's shnei eidim. V'ra, Rabbi Yochanan d'varv shorav nachem Rabbi Yosef begerishin v'loi ra b'misa. We had on the sixth line of this Amud, Rabbi Nachman bar Yosi, Amr Teitzei, where the Tanakhama said, Loi Teitzei, Rabbi Nachman bar Yosi argued and said, Teitzei. So Rabbi Yochanan accepted Rabbi Nachman bar Yosi, Teitzei, by Gershon and not by Misa. My time, what's the difference between Misa or Gershon? Why did he accept Rabbi Nachman bar Yosi more by Gershon than by Misa? Because Misa, Eini Yecholim HaShosei, explains the Gemara, as Rashi explains. If her husband comes, she can't say to him, hey, you're dead. He'll say, no, I'm not dead. I'm alive. So she can't be machshim. Therefore, she's daika mincivah. She's very careful to make sure that what the two eidim who said that he's dead, that in fact he's dead. And therefore, b'di'evad, if she got married, loy teitzei. However, gerishin yichol lemach hashasai. She can deny it. He says, you were not divorced. And she says, yes, I was divorced. Prove that I was not divorced. The Gemara says, would a woman say to her husband that she is divorced when she's not? Umichat sifa kuli hai, is she so chutzpah? Vamar Rav Amnuna, ha'isha sh'amar labar gerishtani. If a woman said to her husband that that you divorced me, nemenes, she is believed. Why? Chazaka ain isha me'iza panevif ne'bala. A woman won't be so chutzpah to her husband if he, in fact, did not divorce her. So here in the Gemara, we're saying that we don't believe her by treu treu when she says, I was nisgarsha, because since she can be machish her husband, she will be machish. She will perhaps say a lie that she was nisgarsha. And therefore, if she gets married to a second husband, Rabbi Yochanan accepted Rabbi Nachman bar Yosi's psak that teitzei in the case of gerushin, because she might be chutzpidik to lie in his face. But this contradicts what Rav Amnon said, that a woman will not lie. And therefore, if a woman said, I'm a grusha, she's believed, because Eini Shemizu Penevnei Baila. So why is the din Teitzei? The Gemara answers, when is there a chazaka that Eini Shemizu Penevnei Baila, Hani Mili Hechadaleka Edim Kamasaila? That's when she has no Edim. She just goes over to her husband and says, you divorced me. Aval, there, if it wasn't true, she wouldn't say it. Aval hecha de ikein and become a silo. But where there are witnesses that say that you were divorced, then even if she knows she really wasn't divorced, meizu meizu, she'll be chutzpah. Why? Because she has two edim on her side. So in this case, where you have two edim who corroborate what she's saying, there, if you have two edim against who say she was not megureshes, we say that she's not allowed to get married, and if she gets married, teitze. Here, Rabbi Yochanan accepted the words of Rabbi Nachman Bar Yosi. Rav Asi gives a third teretz. Kigoin da Amri Eidim Achshav Meis Achshav Gersh. The case is two and two, not like Abai said one and one. It's two against two. But why do we accept the Eidim who said Meis and we don't accept the Eidim that said in the Skarsha? Because it's a case where they said it just happened. As Rashi says, Hayoim, he died today. She was divorced today. So Misa, like Levrura, Misa, we trust her because we can't say to her, prove that that he died, show me the body. As Rashi says, it's possible that he was eaten up by a lion, he drowned, and there's no body. So we believe the two witnesses that say Mace because we have no way to disprove and say that he didn't die. But Gerishin, Ikla Vura, Gerishin, we can be Mevarer. Damrinalo, we say to her, Im Isa de Hachiavi, if in fact today you got your get, Achsilach Gita, show us your get. What, you lost it already? In a short while, in one day, the same day, we don't say that you lost it. If it's a long time you lost, but one day, the day you got divorced, you're going to lose your get so quickly. So therefore, if she says that I got divorced, we say, show us the get. And she doesn't have a get. If she doesn't have a get, therefore she's teitze. Even if she got married, we say teitze. But by Misa, we have no way to contradict her by saying, show me the dead body, because perhaps there is no dead body. Therefore, here Rabbi Yochanan did not accept Rabbi Nachman Bar Yosi, and he held that if she did get married, the din is loy teitze. Now Rashi adds in Rav Asi, that if it's trey, and we will say that loitetze, we have to say, like we said before, that it's speaking about, there shouldn't be a problem of Ashim Toli, it's speaking about she married one of the Edim, and she herself said Bori. The Ritva says this same idea by Ravin, the second Teretz, where Misa, Eini Yecholim Achshasei, and Gerishin Yecholim Achshasei, it's trey, and she, there's no problem of Ashim Toli, as the Gemara said before, because she marries one of the Edim who said that the husband died, and she says Borili. It's a little kash on Rashi, that why Rashi waited till Rav Asi to say it, and he didn't say it as the Ritva says it in Rava, the second teretz of the Gemara. Why did he wait till the third teretz? But be that as it may, it comes out from the Rishonim that Rav and Rav Asi are speaking about trey with marrying an aid and her saying Borili. However, in the first teretz of Abaya, this will not be necessary, because Abaya says it's speaking about one aid versus one aid, and the one aid who says mace is believed like two, and ein divrei echad b'makom shnayim. So in that case, she doesn't have to marry the aid, and she doesn't have to say borali. There's no problem of ashim toli, because we believe the one aid who says mace as if there are two aidim here, and therefore she could marry Bidi Eved, if she got married to anyone in the world, loy teitzei.